Oh my gosh. Hi, friends. I'm finally back. I think on two episodes ago, I shared with you the story of how I was getting these random eye infections, and then I was completely taken down by the flu, and then I was back and I was better than ever before, and then I literally got taken down by another super intense sickness, which I'll tell you all about inside of today's podcast episode because I don't believe that it was like I got germs somewhere out in the city and then like got sick because of that. I think it was like a big spiritual sort of shedding, awakening, rebirth experience that led me to where I am now, where I'm actually feeling back and better than ever before. So on today's podcast, we're going to talk about a few things. I'm going to share a story about a past life regression that I did, some really intense intuitive pulls that I had been receiving that led to having this like period of time where I ended up getting so stupidly sick, but really just felt like this death and rebirth, and some predictions that I have about what's going on collectively and what you can kind of put your focus and energy into to up level with this collective energy that's happening because man, oh man, is it powerful. So that's what we're diving into today, and let's get into it. What's up, and welcome to the No Bullshit Manifestation Show, the podcast that demystifies all of the nonsense that surrounds manifestation and gives you the tools that you need to create your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life. I'm your host, Kat Kozad, manifestation expert and life coach, and I am so happy that you're here. Let's fucking do this thing. So I shared this on my Instagram story a few weeks ago, and so many of you reached out to me and were like, Kat, please tell us more. But first thing I want to talk about on today's podcast episode is a past life regression that I did. But to give you a little bit of context, a little bit of story with this. So back in October of 2023, so just a few months ago, at the end of last year, I was going to move to London, England, and I went over there for a trip. I had already like turned in my apartment, said that I was moving out. I only had like 3 weeks before I was supposed to move out. I was arranging to like sell all of my stuff in the city, and I was going to move to London. And I went over to London for a trip. I had a beautiful time. It was a great experience. But as soon as I got back to New York and drove from JFK into Manhattan, I got this like deep feeling of like pain inside of my chest. And it wasn't like pain of like, oh my God, I don't want to be here. It was pain of like, oh my God, why am I leaving this place? And as soon as I walked into my apartment and looked out onto the skyline, because I have such a beautiful skyline view from my apartment windows, I walked over to this little nook that I have in the window, and I sat and I started hysterically crying and literally said out loud to myself, oh my God, I am making such a massive mistake. Like, why am I doing this? And within like the next 2-3 days, I really came to this decision of like, okay, I'm not doing this. I'm going back on my word. I'm changing my mind. I had already told like all of my following, all of the people in my life that I was moving. And it was a big ego hit of like, Kat, you said you're going to do this thing and now you're not. Like, are people going to continue to trust you? Blah, blah, blah. And ultimately, at the end of that, I was like, okay, I'm trusting myself. I'm choosing to stay here. I'm going to do it from this energy of empowerment too, because my ego is trying to be like, people aren't going to trust you anymore, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, this is actually so empowering, not only for me, but also for the people in my life to be like, you can make a decision and then recognize intuitively that it's actually not for you and change your mind and hold your head up high and be like, I'm following my truth, my intuition, my path to get me to what I want. And so a few weeks after I decided to stay in New York and like got everything sorted, re-signed my lease for my apartment, negotiated it down, all of these things, I was hanging out with one of my best friends, and we were having a conversation about how we should go back to see a psychic that we saw the year before. And so I pulled up my Instagram story archive to see what day we went to see that psychic on the year before. And it was literally the date that we were on. It was like October, I think, 28th or something like that. And so both of us were like, oh my gosh, that's not a coincidence. Absolutely, we need to go see her. So we walked into the West Village and we go to the psychic and we ended up having the mom. So a mom and a daughter do like a whole psychic place in the West Village here in New York City. And the year before we had the daughter and she gave me this very, very beautiful reading saying essentially that everything that I'm wanting, everything that I'm manifesting is coming to me within the next 1 to 3 years. And that like everything is going to be like actualized, realized, brought into the physical realm. And so we go back and I have the mom for my reading this past year. And she essentially gave me a very, very similar reading. And she was like, your timeline has shifted essentially by a year. And it's because there's past life karma that you're experiencing in this life that you must clear in order for this abundance to come in. And I was like, what? Like, excuse me, ma'am. I have absolutely no clue what you're talking about because I've been such a firm believer up until this experience that like every single thing that you experience in this lifetime is from this lifetime. And that's the only thing that you need to focus on. And this was the first time that anybody was like, yo, you have past life shit that you need to deal with in order to actually experience the abundance that you want to in this lifetime. And so she continues to tell me more, essentially about, well, she asked me the question, do you feel as though you work 10 times harder than the average person and like only get a fraction of the result? And up until finding intentional manifestation, that was like absolutely the story. I felt as though I always had to effort more, show up more, put more effort in than anybody else in order to receive even just a fraction of what some of the people that I spent time with growing up or in my like early 20s had experienced. And so that was like a big story for me for a really long time. And I was like, yes, but like not as much anymore. And she was like, okay, beautiful. But that means that there's still like some of this karma that needs to be cleared. And I was like, okay. And so she essentially wanted me to come back to her as soon as possible. And intuitively, I was like, no, this doesn't feel right. Like, I don't know if she's just trying to get more money from me or what the case is. But like right now, intuitively, inside of my body, it doesn't feel like the time. And so fast forward from October to 3 weeks ago, I got this really intense intuitive hit once Saturday evening, I believe, that it was like, okay, now is the time. Now is the time to clear the past life karma. And so I did a past life karma hypnosis it was a past life regression hypnosis to clear past life karma. And essentially in this experience, I went into a deep hypnosis state. And for anybody who hasn't done any hypnosis, essentially majority of the time when they're bringing you into a state of hypnosis, you walk down a set of stairs and you count from 10 down to 1, and that helps your subconscious get into this hypnotic state. And so when I got to the very bottom of the staircase and was in this hypnotic state, this door appeared in front of me, and it was this gorgeous, like massive, probably like 15 foot tall door, wooden door that had two doors that split in the middle that opened up. And as I was going through the hypnosis, I was told to open this door, look at what the handle was. And it was a push door to push open into it. And when you get to the other side, you're essentially in that past life and you can start to see what it is that you're experiencing, who you were, where you were, all of those things. And it was very blurry at first, but I recognized that like I was out in nature, I was in a forest somewhere, and I was on a path. And I look down, I look at my body, I'm a woman, I'm wearing like a old Southern, like fancy dress. And I then was suddenly in this horse and carriage being driven to down this path to somewhere. And I could tell that like there was a lot of wealth, there was a lot of abundance, there was a lot of money surrounding like me and who I was and where I was going. And we pull up to what looks like this beautiful Southern plantation mansion. And I walk into the mansion. There's these beautiful dual staircases that come down into the lobby area of the mansion that I was in. And suddenly this man walks out that I intuitively knew was my husband, who also looks very prim, very proper, very like regal looking, and like greeted me as I came in through the doorway. And then essentially in the hypnosis, they were like, okay, so if you're not already seeing or experiencing what your past life karma was, now is the time. And I was in that lobby area. I was with my husband. And then all of a sudden, I was in a room and I could see a bunch of slaves. And I just had this like deep, gross feeling in the pit of my stomach of like, oh my gosh, outward facing to the community, I'm this person who is spreading love and light and healing and helping people actualize their dreams and heal themselves from illnesses and all of these different things. And behind closed doors, I have all of these slaves. And I knew that they were my husband's slaves, but by proxy, they were also mine. And I just felt this like intense shame and guilt, and like I was stuck and there was nothing that I could do. And just feeling, because in that period of time, I was a woman who essentially didn't have any rights yet, who couldn't have made it on her own, that I was really trapped. And so again, outward facing to the community, outward facing to the society, I was this beautiful healer who was doing all of these incredible things, but behind closed doors, there was actually this really fucked up thing that was going on. And I just felt so much guilt with that. And then I led myself out of the hypnosis. And essentially, the next day, I was then with three of my best friends here in the city who are all incredibly expansive when it comes to spirituality and helping me understand myself and my experiences and all of these different things. And we went to a brunch after breathwork, and I was sharing this experience with them. And one of my best friends, she said, okay, so what would you have done different? Because she has had some past life karma clearing experience. And essentially, the way that you clear your past life karma is to be able to heal the timeline and essentially choose what would have been different within it. And so I sit there, I take a moment, and I was like, okay, well, one, I would have found a way to have left him. I would have found a way to leave my husband, who was insistent on us having these slaves. I would have tried to find a way to free the slaves. I would have tried to find a way to like make sure that they were going to be okay. And I would have tried to find my way as a woman during a time period where I didn't have the ability to buy land or vote or essentially do anything by myself, like find a way to try and make it. And as I said that, my body got the hottest it's ever been, while simultaneously like the most intense chills I've ever experienced in my entire life happened at the exact same time. And then the light that was above us at our brunch started to flicker on and off. And it was almost like this entire experience was happening. The energetics that I was putting out into the universe was going back into that past life and like healing that timeline, healing that karma. And then the very next day, I got this like very, very, very deep intuitive pull of like, Kat, it's time to cut cords, energetically cut cords with some people from the past. And so there was around 8 people from the past that I mentally have let go of, but energetically there were still cords connected to these people. And so I went through and I cut cords with all of these different people. And then 2 days later, I started to feel so fucking sick. And it felt as though it was like not any sort of illness I've ever experienced before. It was literally like my bones and my cells were like aching and like exploding and purging and like opening themselves up to release all of the toxins from not only my past life, but also all of these past experiences and relationships with people to be able to purge them from the physical body. And so that went on for about 10 days. It was like genuinely one of the most intense sort of like sicknesses I've ever experienced. But the crazy thing that ended up aligning with all of this is that one, for anybody who's unaware of like astrology, essentially, we have been in an eclipse season. We just had two eclipses, and we have two eclipse seasons each year. There's one that happens typically in October and then one in April. And in October, that was when I just was getting this information about like the past life, and there was some cords that I needed to cut at that time, but I didn't end up doing so. And then this next eclipse season came around, and intuitively all of these things came up because that was the energy that was really associated to what I was experiencing during that time. And that's what eclipses are so potent, so powerful for, is helping you close the ties or tie these like ends that need to be cleaned up. And that all was happening without me consciously being aware of like that needing to happen. My intuition and my energy just led me to this place of like, okay, yes, this is what needs to happen right now in this moment in order for me to continue to move forward. And so in my 10 days of just like being in so much pain and being really sick, one of the like biggest messages that continue to come up for me is that one, there was nothing left to do, that I've put in so much inner work over the past few years. And yes, there will be another season of deep inner work at some point, but literally there is no more inner work to do. And now it's just patience, surrender, trusting that all of the work that I've put in is paying off. And that I got this really clear analogy. I think I shared with you guys a few podcast episodes ago that I started doing psychic training. And if I didn't, I'll tell you all about that on a different podcast. But I started doing psychic training. And since I started doing psychic training, I have been getting like very, very clear messages from spirit, from source. And so one of the messages that I kept on receiving from spirit during that time is that like, it's almost like there's a birthday party that I've been trying to arrive to early. And I've been like, oh my God, is the party happening? Did I miss it? Is there anything else that I need to do? Working so hard to like prepare for this party, when in reality, like all I need to do is like enjoy where I'm at right now and clean up any sort of loose ends, any energy leaks that I had been or have been experiencing, and like pick out my cutest outfit and get ready for the Uber to come pick me up, because the party is soon, but the party is not yet. And so all of that to say, there's been so much transformation, I'd say, happening for me on a very like deep, energetic, intuitive level since giving myself permission to like just truly live fully from my intuition. And I know I said that on two episodes ago, that in the first sickness that I had in the month of March, I got this really, really strong feeling of like, okay, I am supposed to live 100% by my intuition for the next year and see what happens. And since I've been giving myself permission to do that, the way in which my intuition has just got so fucking loud and has been like sharing with me exactly what it is that I need to be doing, and then having just the most insane synchronicities and manifestations come up as a byproduct of that, like that is the power, that is the possibility of what can happen when you give yourself permission to dive deep into the inner work. So with all of that being said, as I've been in all of this, there's just been this very clear message and understanding for me that collectively right now, especially women, we're going through a massive up level. We're going through a massive energetic shift. And with most up levels, it typically starts with chaos in some sort of form. So almost every single woman that I've talked to recently, either since the beginning of 2024 or currently, they've gone through some sort of very intense chaos, whether that be a relationship ending, a job ending, some sort of financial crisis, some sort of sickness, some sort of loss, whether that be of their own or in their family or friend group. And all of this chaos, it's always what happens, not always, but like typically what happens before a massive quantum uplevel. And I'm such a firm believer in the fact that us as women, we're really coming home to ourselves right now. We're coming home to our power. We're coming home to understanding the power of our divine feminine energy in a society where we have been told to either mute that feminine energy down, or that the feminine energy is weak, or that we're only going to be taken seriously or have what we want if we are to embody the masculine energy. And I just, like, I see so clearly in my life and in my circle and in New York City specifically, but all around the world with my clients, with the people that I get to spend time with and connect with online, us women, we are coming back home to this place of understanding that the divine has always lived within us. It's always been within our physical bodies, and that there was never actually something external from ourselves that we needed. And it's all about turning inwards now and reconnecting with the body, reconnecting with our intuitions, reconnecting with that voice of God, the universe, source, spirit inside of us, because every single woman has that, and that is our superpower. And so in this chaos, for me on a personal level, it was all of these illnesses, all of these sicknesses, all of this like purging of old energy that no longer needed to take up space inside of my body. But for other people, the chaos that you're moving through, the chaos that you've been experiencing, it's not something that's taking you off of your path. It's actually something that's bringing you closer to your path. And I want to say that because I think, again, so often in our society, we're taught that if something that is happening is uncomfortable or doesn't feel good or whatever it may be, that means that it's quote unquote wrong. That means that you did something wrong, you fucked up, whatever it may be. And that's like, couldn't be further from the truth. You having this chaos happen is actually such a surefire sign that you are on the right track, and what is necessary in that space is actually you diving deeper into yourself, going even deeper into the inner work, turning your focus inwards, understanding who you are on a core level. When you take away all of the noise, all of the things that are happening on the external level, like, who are you at the end of the day? And in doing so, in doing this deep, deep inner work, we're being moved even closer to our purposes and the power and the abundance that is divinely ours. And it's not through this hustle, it's not through this grind, it's not through this very like masculine approach that we've had to take in the past in order to get what we want. It's like truly this deep-rooted feminine magnetism that is happening on a collective level. And so what I'm seeing and what I'm predicting is that more so now than ever before, are women gonna be diving deep into the inner work and demanding what it is that they want for themselves and for their lives, and not from this aggressive demanding, but from this energy of like truly being the queen that you are. A queen doesn't demand anything. She sits on her throne. She says, she declares what it is that she wants, and she knows that she's going to receive it. She doesn't have to beg. She doesn't have to fight. She doesn't have to hustle. She doesn't have to do anything other than be in that energy of, I am divine. I am the person that I am supposed to be. It's not this snobby thing. It's not this sense of arrogance. It's not anything other than you recognizing your worth, you recognizing the divinity within you, and you saying, okay, this is the standard that I now have for my life. And I know so many women, myself included, prior to doing the inner work and prior to being on my manifestation journey, I could have never sat in that energy and been like, okay, yes, I get to receive just because I am.
I get to experience my manifestations. I get to have bliss. I get to have the most loving, connected, cool relationships just because I am. I never would have believed that if it wasn't for diving deep into the inner work. And this is why I am such an advocate for the inner work, because when you are able to not necessarily become the version of yourself that you must be in order to receive your manifestations, but unbecome the bullshit that you have been fed throughout your life, then that's where you truly become magnetic to your manifestations. One of the biggest things, and this is something that like really rattles my bones, is in the world of manifestation, in the world of personal development, there's been so many of these things with inner work that has been almost skewed of like, you must do this to be the most productive version of yourself or get more of what you want, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, yes, okay, great that that can be used as a tool for success. But ultimately, at the end of the day, the inner work is here so that you can become more of yourself, because the most magnetic thing to your manifestations and your path, which is not going to look like anybody else's, is you unlearning the things that have led you to believe that you are anything less than whole, perfect, and divine. Because you are whole, perfect, and divine. That is that energy of the queen. And so as we are stepping into this next season, like I said, I'm predicting that more so than ever before, like, women are waking up to that. I know that if you're here listening to the No Bullshit Manifestation Show, there is a part of you that already knows that, whether that be consciously or subconsciously, that you are whole, perfect, and divine. And through truly eliminating the different limiting beliefs or energetic blockages or traumas, whether that be big T or little T, those are the things that are going to bring you back home to yourself. And through being home inside of yourself, inside of your body, you're naturally going to manifest all of the things that you desire into your life. One of the things that makes me laugh so much, I've been asked this question so much recently, is like, Kat, what are the exact steps to manifest what you want? And it's like, you literally just become yourself and then you magnetize everything that you want into your life. Like, I don't have a manifestation practice. I don't have a specific set of things that I do. And I think it's really powerful to learn a process or learn those different things, especially if you are brand new to this. But the goal of manifestation, in my opinion, is to get to the place that you literally are so magnetic within yourself and your day-to-day actions that you literally do not even have to think about, how am I going to manifest something, or how is this going to happen, or what do I need to do? Because you're literally just attracting it by being who you are. It's about being. And I know I've talked about that so much on the No Bullshit Manifestation Show, that it's about this embodiment piece, but taking it even further than the embodiment piece of it and not consciously having to think about embodying, it's literally just showing up in that energy because you've taken the intentional steps to, one, clear out the shit that has disconnected you from your truth, then two, done that intentional conscious embodiment, and then three, just truly landing in that space of like, it no longer having to be this effort or this like conscious thing that you think about, because it's just who you are. It's just who you are. You are the queen. You are the divine. You are worthy of every single thing that you desire in this lifetime. And I am so excited to see women continue to step in that direction of understanding that within themselves. One of my best friends and I, we always talk about how we are seeing like a women's revolution happening right now, and in the most empowered way that we've ever seen it. And it's not in a way that we're putting down men or any other person or any other thing or any other women. It's truly from this space of like, you can win and I can win. It's not you or me, or I get this and you don't. It's truly like everybody can win. And that is like the true essence of this female revolution, of this women's revolution that is happening right now. where we all see every single person on planet Earth as an important player in it, and we are not better than them. But that doesn't mean that somebody has to be better to win. Everybody gets to win. There's no such thing as losing from this point moving forward. And that's the true embodiment of the feminine energy, where it's like, this gets to be true amongst everything else. And so all of that to say, I'm so excited that I went through all of these crazy sicknesses, all of this crazy death and rebirth, so that I can truly be in this energy of helping other women see the divine within themselves, see that goddess within themselves, see the queen inside of themselves, and own and honor that. Because through that energy, you will manifest the partner, you will manifest the money, you will manifest the dream, career, purpose, passion, whatever it may be for you. You will manifest the travel, you will manifest the physical glow up that you're wanting to see. You will manifest every single aspect of it when you are in this space of true alignment within your own worth and who you truly are at your core. So that's what I have for you on today's podcast episode. If you are wanting to take this a step further, if you're wanting to gain support with this, I highly suggest coming to hang out with me over on Instagram. I am constantly sharing how you can dive even deeper with me, whether that be through my free course, which is all about how to manifest financial freedom without the stress or hustle, whether that be the Mindset and Manifestation Inner Circle, whether that be the Abundant AF Babe Academy, which is my signature online manifestation program. There are so many different ways to be able to help you go further with your manifestations, to clear out these different mental, emotional, and energetic blockages. And you can learn all about those over on my Instagram. So the username for that is down below in the show notes, but it's at Kat Cozad, KatCozadd. And that's all that I have for you, but I'm sending you all of my love and I will chat with you very soon. Hey, real quick before you go, I have something for you. If you are loving the No Bullshit Manifestation Show and you're always wanting to expand and calibrate your nervous system for greater levels of wealth, then I've created the perfect nervous system expansion meditation for you. This meditation will take you through the process that I use to start to call in greater levels of wealth into my life and calibrate your nervous system for more money moving forward. All you have to do to claim this meditation is leave a review for the No Bullshit Manifestation Show on Apple Podcasts and or Spotify. Take a screenshot of your review and send it to me via email, which is hello@katcozad.com. Once I get your email with the screenshot of the review, I will send you the link to claim your nervous system expansion meditation for money manifestation. You can also find these instructions down below in the show notes. But with that, that's all that I have for you. And I am sending you my love. I'll chat with you on the next podcast.